procession on Palm Sunday, March 28, 2021 at 11 a.m. The procession will start at 174 Franklin Avenue and conclude at 28 Brookline Avenue. We need a motion, please.
Move it. Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mr. Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This evening, we have a proclamation that I'd like to present, and I have the high honor of reading this this proclamation and congratulating this young lady who was born here in Nutley, raised here in Nutley, educated here in Nutley. Her family is one of the finest families ever to live in this town and still live here. And we're just so proud of her. There are not enough words that I can put together to tell you what an honor this is to congratulate this young lady. And the young lady is Bridget Callahan, who was noted in all the media as a mental health hero. Bridget has been a giving, caring, loving person from a little girl. And I know her from kindergarten because she went to school with my children. And she's just a wonderful person. And the upbringing and the values that were instilled in her by her family, Maureen and Jim Callahan, are unrivaled, all right? So it's, again, with great honor that I present this proclamation on behalf of the Board of Commissioners. Whereas addressing mental health is essential to ensuring the overall health and well-being of every American. And whereas in the face of unique and unprecedented challenges of the COVID-19 pandemic, including isolation from family and friends, the need for comprehensive support for all, especially those already affected by anxiety, depression, trauma, stress, and who have other mental and behavioral health needs has only been amplified. And whereas born, raised, and educated in Nutley, Bridget Callahan now leads the Institute for Community Living's Brooklyn Intensive Mobile Treatment Team, made up of mental health and substance use professionals who provide ongoing clinical treatment to people in their communities. And whereas Ms. Callahan's commitment to making mental health and wellness a priority never ceased as she and her team continued to hit the streets to deliver in-person treatment to vulnerable New Yorkers, improving the lives of these individuals and families during unimaginable times. And whereas Ms. Callahan was recognized as a mental health hero by the Mayor's Office of Thrive New York City, assisting individuals and families to embrace and access the tools needed to build resistance and take a step closer every day to a healthy. Ms. Callahan represents the true definition of a hero, embodying the virtues of courage, endurance, integrity, and personal sacrifice for the benefit of others. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Mayor and Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex and State of New Jersey that the Township honor and congratulate Bridget Callahan on this honor and her commitment and courage as a mental health professional. Be it further resolved that a copy of this proclamation will be presented to Bridget. Bridget, congratulations to not only you, but your entire family. You are a credit to our township, and we are just so proud of you. Commissioners, any comments? Commissioner Evans.
Absolutely. Bridget, congratulations. You know, when I read this, one of the things that it's always called to my mind is that we have a long legacy in Nutley of producing young, wonderful people who go on and do wonderful things and just actually expand the reputation of what it means to be part of the Nutley community. So I'm sure family is proud of you. Obviously, the mayor is very proud of you. But I know that we as a Board of Commissioners are very proud of you as well. Congratulations.
Commissioner Kelly.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes, Bridget, I'd like to echo Commissioner Evans' point that anyone who goes and raises Nutley's profile in a positive way is always a positive for Nutley. Mental health is something that I've been working with and on for the last several years now, and I work very closely with Nutley Family Service Bureau. Mental health is extremely important and sometimes is under appreciated, making sure people have the right treatment, right mental health. the work you do is absolutely important, and I'm very proud that someone from Nutley is taking the lead in this kind of work. This is well deserved. Congratulations.
Mr. Scarpelli.
Thank you, Mayor. Bridget, congratulations. And being a little familiar with the mental health field, I think it's important to note that this team goes out into the community for treatment of those who are very resistant to treatment. Mm-hmm. And during the COVID pandemic, to be going out and treating people in the community, they are heroes, because there's no way that these people would get treatment without people like Bridget going out and reaching out and putting themselves on the line to help others. So congratulations to her and her entire team that she's working with.
Thank you. Mr. Petracco.
Thank you, Mayor. I like just to add everybody to everybody's comments too. You know, I'm a big advocate. Everything starts at home, and you know, and not only through the country. You know, all good things start at the dinner table. And I'm sure that Callahan family had many dinners, because obviously, you know, Bridget, it's a fine young woman doing great work. Mental health is a real, real issue. Even if you don't have it that day, hope that you never get it, because we've all been through a lot in our lives. The older you get, the more that mental issue stuff creeps up on you. You lose loved ones, life changes, as we all know. And it's very important that there's people out there to help people that are in dire needs, because it is for real. So great work, great family, great kid. Congratulations.
Thank you, Commissioner. In closing, I'd just like to add that I would be remiss if I didn't acknowledge Maureen Callahan, who worked with our special needs children in Lincoln School for many years and just retired. That doesn't mean she stopped helping. She still continues to help in other ways. And her dad, who's a local Nutley businessman who owns the copy shop in here, and her wonderful sister, Megan. It's just a wonderful family. And Bridget, again, I congratulate you and your entire family. God bless you. Okay, moving right along. Reports. I have a shade tree report for the month of February 2021. Bills, Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. Bill list for March 2nd, 2021. Public Affairs, $71,610.11. Revenue and Finance, $2,750,210.03. Public Safety, $85,047.75. Public Works, $119,224.25. Parks and Public Property, $576,174.29. Water Utility, $168,850.43. Payroll as of Friday, February 19, 2021, regular payroll total, $795,928.59. Overtime payroll total, $147,549.50. COVID-19 overtime payroll total, $14,368.27. Total payroll, $957,846.36, for a grand total of $4,728,963.22.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mayor.
We will now entertain public comment on agenda items only.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Anyone? Okay, Mayor, we have the gentleman on a phone, which we're gonna ask him to speak first, okay?
Okay.
So the gentleman that's calling in, please unmute your phone. And please state your name and address for the record. The gentleman gentleman that's on the, who's calling in, please unmute your phone so we can hear you. Bye now. What is it?
Yes. Can you, can I be heard now? My name is Anthony Dominic, and I live in Nutley. Unfortunately, the two issues that I have, I don't know if they really address what was said earlier in the meeting, but as a retired senior citizen who finds it very struggling to pay the taxes, I don't understand why I can't use the library, for example, with respect to the computers. There's only three or four computers there. It's not as if you have like a overwhelming number of like crowds look using computer. Everybody else has a computer. Yeah. I'm on a fixed income.
Mr. Dominic, yes. Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt you, but this portion of public comment is for agenda items only. If you'd like to address something.
Well, however,
not on the agenda, I understand. We can do that later on.
Well, oh, later on at what time, when the meeting ends? I don't understand what you just said. At the end of the meeting, I can make my comments?
The public comment portion of the agenda right now is for agenda items.
You're in an echo chamber. I can't hear what you're saying.
You can't, can you hear me now?
Now I can, yes. Please be specific about what you said. I don't understand when I can make my two comments.
Okay. The public comment, I'll repeat it again. The public comment period right now is for agenda items only. If you wish to comment on any of the agenda items, we'd be happy to hear you. If not, and you're just making other comments, all right, some that are more, much more global, including you, the one topic you're bringing up about the library, we can do that after we go through all of our resolutions. That's the appropriate time to do that.
Oh, I didn't know the protocol. So now that I'm informed, I'll wait. Yes, thank you.
Mr. Moore.
Yes, Mr. Moore.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Can you hear me, Mr. Tucci?
Yes, I can.
I have two questions on the bills. First page, item 21. 00523. And the second one would be the other class 2100518.
Commissioner Evans, would you like to address the first one, the $50 for the Institute for Professional Development?
Is that the one that relates to me? Yeah. So yes, that's a continuing education and a program that my CFO attended.
Okay, thank you.
Online.
And,
Mr. Moore, what was the second item you were questioning?
2100518, I believe it's page two. Yes, it's page two, bottom of page two.
Is that the one for Edmonds, or are you questioning the one on the water utility?
No, it's at the Passaic County Community College, $350. I believe it's under, let's see, public safety. Page two. Oh, I'm sorry, page three. Bottom of the page.
Stand by, we're getting there.
Take your time.
I see it now. I could answer that very specific tomorrow, but I'm just assuming it's for some kind of training. Where it might be for the firemen, for the EMT training that we're doing with the fire department right now.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. That's it. Okay, that seems to be it right now for public comment. So we will move into Board of Commissioner announcements. Commissioner Evans, any announcements?
Yes, Mayor, just one. We released a flash on our website. The SBA loan program is an open window that started last Wednesday, which goes for 2 weeks. And it's for small business loans and grants for employers of businesses that have fewer than 20 employees. So there's an application process. It's open. Go on. It's the SBA loan site. And we did a flash on this. It's available. It's on the website for that information. I just want to make sure that we publicize that. But it's specifically for small business, which had a hard time and got excluded from the previous rounds because large business took up the bulk of the money. So this is something that's targeted. And it's a 2 week window where only small business with fewer than 20 employees can apply. So I encourage any business owner to go out and make sure that if they want to take advantage of those programs, and it's defined as forgivable loans. So in the event there's an issue, you know, with repayment, they are forgivable. So I would encourage people to who need that support to go after that and online. My understanding is the application process is very straightforward. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Kelly.
Thank you, Mayor. I just have one announcement this evening. Last week, we wrapped up our first COVID-19 vaccination clinic. I just want to give a shout out to all of the staff at the Public Affairs and Health Department. They did an outstanding job. I was there for 2 of the 3 days. Everything went very smoothly from everyone who attended. We received a lot of praise for it. So I just want to make sure that they get their recognition that they deserve. I also want to thank Mayor Tucci for letting us use his building. And just as an FYI for everyone who's still looking to get the vaccine, we are hoping to get another round in, especially now with the Johnson & Johnson one becoming available. We're hoping that there's more availability for vaccines so that we can have another vaccination clinic. However, we don't know when or if we'll be getting another round, another set of the doses. But if we do get another set of doses, we will have another registration period because what we're finding is that the longer you wait, sometimes people on our current list end up getting into another site. So for each going forward, for each time we do get a set of vaccines, we are going to be doing a new round of registration. So just keep on a lookout for any sort of blast that says we're going to start taking registrations again. And it's done by the state system, and it's timestamped. So whoever applies, we have to go by what the state says. They'll give us the list of who is the next, say, 300. So thank you again to the Public Affairs and Health Department staff. Outstanding job, and thank you again, Mayor.
My pleasure. Commissioner Scarpelli.
I have nothing, Mayor.
Commissioner Petracco.
No, thank you.
Okay. I'd like to echo some of Commissioner Kelly's remarks. His group did an outstanding job. I was there to get my first shot. It was very efficient. I felt very safe. All the appropriate protocols were followed, and you did an outstanding job, you and your staff, Commissioner. So thank you very much for that. We look forward to more doses. I'd also like to give a shout out to Assemblyman Ralph Caputo, who just returned home from a brief stay in a hospital for a minor procedure. He's home, he's doing well, he's happy. And Ralph, we just want to wish you all the best and a very speedy recovery. We need you back in Trenton to look out for our interests. So thank you very much, Ralph, and God bless you. I'd also like to have a moment of silence. We lost one of our premier citizens, Angelo Franicola, who was one of our Board of Education members and also our athletic director in the high school to the COVID virus, and also to an aide to Assemblyman Caputo, Rich Ferrugia. So if we could just have a moment of silence for those two wonderful people. Thank you very much. That's all I have. We'll move into resolutions. Commissioner Scarpelli.
Thank you, Mayor. This is a resolution on behalf of the mayor and myself. Whereas on February 23rd, 2021, a negotiated settlement was reached between the Township of Nutley and Teamsters Local 97, representing members of the Department of Parks and Public Property, Department of Public Works and Water Department. And whereas the Township of Nutley desires to enter into a one-year contract extension with Teamsters Local 97 in accordance with the terms and conditions outlined in the negotiated settlement contract. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley County, of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township of Nutley being is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Teamsters Local 97 in accordance with the terms and conditions set forth in negotiated settlement for a one-year contract extension agreed to on February 23rd, 2021, in a form approved by Council. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner.
Thank you, Mayor.
My pleasure. We have one ordinance for introduction this evening. This is an ordinance to fix salaries of certain officers and employees of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, effective January 1, 2020. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun together with the notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on April 6, 2021. I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Thank you so much. We have one ordinance this evening on second reading. It's Commissioner Petracco's ordinance. Commissioner?
Yes, this is ordinance number 3465, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, entitled Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29.8, entitled Handicap Parking, to add locations set forth there. Move to open the public hearing.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
And there's no one.
Seeing no one that wants to comment?
Move to close.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
And I move the ordinance.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. I'd also just like to note that ordinance that I introduced on first reading was on behalf of Commissioner Scarpelli and myself. We will move into resolutions. Commissioner Kelly?
Thank you, Mayor. This is a resolution to recognize Women's History Month for the month of March for 2021. Achievements of women throughout the world. Whereas it is important for residents of the township to recognize the growing contributions and achievements of the women of the Township of Nutley and the state of New Jersey. Now therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley calls upon all citizens of Nutley to observe the month of March as National Women's History Month 2021, Valiant Women of the Vote Refusing to be Silenced, at which time we encourage all residents to recognize the courageous and powerful women who fought for the ratification of the 19th Amendment of the United States Constitution, August 26, 1920, and celebrate all women past and present who have rendered a service to our nation, our state, and our township. And also, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley calls upon all citizens to observe International Women's Day, Monday, March 8th, a global day celebrating the economic, political, and social achievements of women past, present, and future since 1911. So moved.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans.
Thank you, Mayor. I have a series of resolutions that relate to the bond offering that we were going to participate in. in the upcoming April timeframe. Every 5 years, we will go out into the market and issue a bond. Every year, though, we authorize capital improvements and we authorize bonding. We don't do it every year. We do it every 5 years. Our debt structure is based on the fact that our debt matures over a rotating 10-year period with maturities happening every 5 years. So every time an old bond matures, we have the ability to replace that bond with the normal capital improvement. So these resolutions are quite involved, but it just relates to the fact that each year when we do our capital funding plan, every 5 years we go into the market and we will get a bond. And that's what it relates to. The nature of the market place is such that it's very favorable for interest rates right now. So we're expecting a very favorable result. As of right now, before we do this bond offering, our debt is running over a 10-year period at 2.5%. I'm expecting that with the latest bond bonding that we will do, that will remain over 10 years, but we'll have actually a lower average interest rate because of market conditions today, which should look favorably on how we look at our debt service over the next 5 years. So that's what's happening with these resolutions. So the first one, and I'm gonna read the title, is resolution number 3721. Resolution providing for the combination of certain issues of bonds of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex into a single issue of general bonds aggregating $6,475,000. So this relates to each year's capital ordinance that we introduce, the total bond that we're going into the marketplace for with relate to normal operations is $6,475,000. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Resolution number 3821 is a resolution providing for the combination of certain issues of bonds of the Township of Nutley into a single bond as it relates to the water utility. And this bond is for $485,000, which relates to various water utility improvements that we have authorized in 2018 and 19. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
The next resolution is 3921. Resolution determining the form and other details of a $6,475,000 general bond of 2021 and $485,000 water bond of 2021 of the Township of Nutley. What this resolution does is it actually shows the form of the bond that we will go out, which I just mentioned, which would be a 10-year bond with annual payments of principal associated with it, but maturing 10 years hence. The interest rate associated with this bond will be determined on the market, on the day we issue it. I do expect, though, a lower interest rate than our average right now at 2.5%. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
4021, this is a little bit different in that this resolution authorizes us to issue bond anticipation notes of $1,294,316. This note is a one-year note that we roll each year, and it specifically relates to the purchase of the Ciccolini building. Originally, we authorized a note for that for $3.5 million. We purchased the building for $3,425,000. As of today, our outstanding debt on that building is $1,294,316. So since we purchased that on an accelerated basis, we have been able to pay down the purchase of that. I've been asked, and just a point of clarity, the bike shop building that we purchased, mm-hmm. that's fully paid for. We don't have any debt associated with that purchase. So this is a one-year note. Given the climate of interest rates right now, it's in our best interest to continue to go with notes because the interest rates are so incredibly low right now. So that as we pay down, we don't have to worry about a lot of interest. We're paying predominantly principal as we pay it down. So that's what this resolution relates to. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
And my last resolution, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be, and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayments of tax charges in the amount of $6,438.90 for two properties, block 5304, lot 25, and property 800-1-C3068. The first lot and block is for $2,975.98. The second property is for $3,462.92 for the total of $6,438.90. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you so much, Commissioner. Commissioner Petracco, do you have anything this evening?
I will set that ordinance tonight, Mayor. And I
thank you so much. Commissioner Scarpelli, anything else?
Nothing else on the agenda, Mayor.
Great, thank you. Whereas the Township of Nutley Ordinance 665-22, Preservation of Trees, states that tree removal permits must be obtained for a cost of $50 per tree. And whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Parks and Public Property authorizes a refund for each tree permit submitted upon the planting of a new tree on the said property, replacement tree size and species must be approved in advance by the Township Forester. And whereas funds will be available from account C-01904-905, now therefore be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Treasurer is authorized to refund the tree permit fee collected as per the Shade Tree Preservation Ordinance to Nick and Teresa Goldberg in the amount of $50. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Whereas raffle applications have been received from the following organizations. We only have one this evening, St. Mary's Roman Catholic Church, license number 5-21, for an off-premise merchandise raffle on Thursday, June 17, 2021. And whereas the applications have been reviewed and approved by the municipal clerk and the police department, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned licenses are approved and the municipal clerk is authorized to issue said licenses. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. Whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property, the Township of Nutley has a need to maintain a geese-free environment at the Township Parks. And whereas Preferred Outdoor Experience, Great Meadows, New Jersey, is a specialized service that has been effective in the past and will provide the service in the amount of $459 per week for an annual maintenance contract in the amount of $23,868, which is below the Township bid threshold, but above the New Jersey State mandated pay-to-play threshold. And whereas Preferred Outdoor Experience has completed and submitted a business entity disclosure certification, which certifies that they have not made any reportable disqualifying contributions to a political or candidate committee in the Township of Nutley in the previous 1 year that would violate NJSA 19:44A 20.5 or the Township's local unit pay-to-play ordinance or New Jersey Elect Commission disclosure requirements, that the contract will bar the owner of Preferred Outdoor Experience from making any reportable contributions to the term of the contract. And whereas funds are available from account 1-01504-205 and have been certified by the Chief Financial Officer, subject to the adoption of the 2021 municipal budget, said certification being attached to this resolution, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, be authorized to enter into a 52-week maintenance contract with Preferred Outdoor Experience, Great Meadows, New York, New Jersey. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye. That's all I have for this evening. At this point, we'd like to open the meeting up to the public.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the board and its individual members must be addressed to the mayor. The mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the board. Mr. Anthony Dominic. Mayor, it's going to be Mr. Anthony Dominic that was speaking earlier.
Mr. Dominic, can you hear us?
Yes, sir. Yes. Just going back to the original question about the library, when it's going to be open to senior citizens who don't have computers. I'm on a fixed income. There's only five or six there. The librarian indicated it was decreed by the governor. I wrote the governor a fax, and that was several months ago. Never heard from any of his staff. It seems like this whole issue is, you know, he's unapproachable, and he's kind of like alienating from the taxpayers. And that's why I'm asking you. It's the first question about the library. It's ridiculous that there's many of us who are on fixed incomes, and we've been using that all along. You could just sanitize. I don't know what the issue is. It's not complicated. It's not rocket science. You sanitize, you use the computer board, et cetera, and then you leave. It's not like there's an overwhelming number of people that are using that. Everybody has a computer, except for some of us who are on fixed incomes and we're older, and we can't afford it. So not we're paying taxes. And my second question to you is, Mayor Tucci, is are we going to get some kind of rebate with respect to the portion of our property taxes that go toward education? I see, I don't want to be a devil's advocate and be cynical, I see many children on the streets riding bikes, you know, a number of them, not many, a number of them, when they should be in school. And also, I have friends who have children in the middle school and high school. And from my perspective, as a 27-year-old teacher, telling students to URL and Google critical essays on Nathaniel Hawthorne, or finding how Googling and YouTubing how to graph a quadratic equation using TI-84 isn't really teaching. And all of 66% of our property taxes are going to these teachers. It's ridiculous. They got a good game going. I don't understand it. And everyone feels the same way, but nothing's done about it. So you, as our civic leaders we put in office, we're appealing to you, because obviously we can't get anywhere with the governor. He doesn't even listen to anything. So those are my two questions.
Allow me, please, to address your first question. Concerning library, as I'm sure you're aware, we need to follow the directives of the state of New Jersey, which come from the governor's office through many executive orders. What I will do, though, if you contact us and you can call my office at the Parks Department, all right, I'll try and find out when, in fact, those computers will be available for you. But please just understand that we would like nothing more than for our seniors and the rest of our citizens to utilize all of our facilities, especially the library, which is a great resource. But I will find out in greater detail when we can look forward to you folks going back in there and utilizing the facilities there.
Correct. Because I'm sure the governor would listen to you as a mayor as opposed to me, a taxpayer. I'm sure you would have more clout.
I'm not so sure about that, Mr. Dominic, but we can try our best, which we always do.
Right.
So I'll be happy to look into that for you. Concerning the rebate for education, as you know, these are some challenging times, and the educational environment is not ideal. But we are thankful that pretty much for the last year, our students have been educated virtually. And I'm sure you're aware that as of Monday, March 1st, the students are in fact beginning to go back to school on an abbreviated once we can be assured that the environment is in fact safe, all right, and that both our teachers and our students and staff, all right, can operate back in a normal atmosphere. None of us want nothing nothing less than that. We need to get our children back into school, and the children need to get back there. But the process is evolving with the inoculations that are going on. More and more people are getting a comfort level, but we're just not back there yet. As far as a rebate is concerned, the teachers are still teaching. So the teachers and the staff
well, not all
are
of
still
them.
Working and are still being yeah. paid. So right. unfortunately, well, I
no,
can't
I understand. I'm not
on a rebate. For
I'm not generalizing, but there are people, there are teachers who, you know, saying to a student, go YouTube a quadratic equation is not teaching. And so there are, and that does exist. I'm not minimizing it. I'm not saying that they all do it, but it does exist. And, you know, Google Nathaniel Hawthorne essays, that's not really teaching, you know, actually showing an essay and writing an essay is teaching. And what I'm saying to you, Mayor, is that it does exist. And it's a shame that we have to pay for some of these teachers who are really like dead wood and people are kind of taking advantage and exploiting this pandemic.
Well, I don't know that I would agree with that, but everyone's entitled to their opinion. And I think any further questions you might have might be better directed towards the Board of Education and the superintendent's office. I'm sure they can give you much more informed answers. But as far as okay. the rebate is concerned, I don't see it in the near future or in the future at all. But thank right. you for your yeah. comments. I do appreciate them. And
I hope the library is going to be open soon.
Contact the superintendent's office over at the Board of Ed.
And the library, I hope it's going to be open soon. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Moore.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Tucci, I'd just like to, for Mr. Dominic, there is guidance of today from the League of Municipalities, I believe, for internet access. I don't know, since we pay for the league, I believe that we should be able to follow up with the league to find out if there's any availability to help Mr. Dominic have his internet probably from home. So I know I just read something with the league today. So I just like to put that suggestion out. I don't know who your contact is at the league, but I'm sure we could follow up with that.
I'm sure we can. Thank you, Mr. Moore.
And one question, Mr. Evans, you just spoke of the Ciccolini building and that we only owe $1 million on it. What are we going to do with it? Is there any plans yet?
You want to take it or me?
Commissioner.
So, Mr. Moore, the answer is we are exploring what our options are. We've hired DMR architects to craft an offering document to determine what the interest is in the property. And we're going to explore the range of possible uses under the conversion of that property. We don't have a specific set of options at this point because it's still in the development page, but very soon we will be going out to offer that document, and over the next couple of months you'll hear more about it.
Do you have any idea how much longer that would be? Just as a time frame? Months.
Just months.
What about the recent we did a study for Diamond Springs. Is that available at anytime soon?
I'm sorry, Mr. Moore. I only heard part of your question.
I couldn't hear you either.
That's okay. So I apologize. The Diamond Springs, we did a recent study as well. Is that back or is that in final draft at this point?
That study is done before the planning board, and it's a matter before the planning board. It's not before the Board of Commissioners at this time.
Is it a public document at this time before the planning board?
It will be.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mr. Moore, just to dovetail on what Commissioner Evans stated as far as the Ciccolini site is concerned, We're also, we'll be going out for a request for an expression of interest. So it's kind of like an RFP, but we here are not redevelopment specialists, but we're looking to tap into the redevelopment community, all right, to get their expertise and their input on what the best and highest use would be for that area. So that's something else that we'll be doing and we'll be doing in the very near future.
I just get a little confused.
Thank you so much. Thank you for your comments.
Okay. Thank you.
You have a good evening.
There's no one else, Mayor.
Okay. I believe that's it for public comment. I will entertain a motion to go into executive session. Moved.
Second.
Whereas Section 8 of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, permits the exclusion of the public from meeting in certain circumstances, and whereas the public body is of the opinion that such circumstances recently exist, and whereas the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex and State of New Jersey desires to proceed to close executive session, and now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley to move into closed executive session to discuss litigation, potential litigation, personnel, contract negotiations. Be it further resolved that the time when such session may be disclosed to the public shall be when and such disclosure may be made without adversely affecting the Township of Nutley, pending and or anticipated legal, personnel, contractual matters and other matters within exceptions provided for by statute. This resolution shall take effect immediately. Commissioner Kelly.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli.
Aye.
Mayor Tucci.
Aye.
And the time is now 7:57.
Thank you so much.
Mayor, would you like to close the regular meeting so we don't have to come back out?
I don't believe we have any further business, so
no.
I believe we can.
So we just need a motion to close the regular portion of the meeting.
Motion to close the regular portion of the meeting.
Second.
Commissioner Kelly?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Commissioner Scarpelli?
Aye.
Mayor Tucci?
Aye.
And the time is now 7:58.
Thank you.